roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
Oh, so good to be back and so good to be doing War of the Roses again with you as we welcome Megan to the show. Hello, Megan.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Kyle.
Okay. And this sort of has to do with an ex, right?
Yeah, sort of. One of the girls he used to date before me just moved back into the area, actually. Plus, she just got divorced, so she's single again.
Oh, okay. So that's definitely strike one.
Well, no. Strike one was her moving back. Strike two was her getting a divorce. But strike three was the fact that Kyle had lunch with her and decided not to tell me about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is strike three. So they had lunch?
Yeah.
And he never told you about it?
No, I found out from somebody else.
Okay. Did you ask him about it?
Oh, absolutely. He said it was just to catch up, and he didn't tell me about it because he didn't want me to worry about it.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. I mean, if my wife was having lunch with her newly single ex, I would be pretty worried.
Right? That's what I said. But he's just like, oh, we're nothing more than friends. There's nothing to worry about.
I can't tell you how many times we've heard that. All right, let's put this to the test. And what we're going to do is we'll offer Kyle a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. And you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we do this, are you okay with all this being on the air?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with Kyle, please.
Yeah, and this is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, my name is Todd. I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we started this brand new promotion this year to reward our customers. Every month, we draw a bunch of names to win prizes, and this month, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. What did I win, though?
You got a few minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what we're doing every month is we're giving away different little prizes, kind of like a little token to say thank you. This month, the prize is flowers. So you want a beautiful bouquet of red roses. The reason I called you is because a lot of guys who win this prize don't really want flowers, but a lot of them do ask if we can send them to their wives or girlfriends instead, which we can totally do. Did you want us to send the flowers to you, or did you want us to send them to your wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, no. Don't send them to me. Yeah, you can send it to my girlfriend. That's fine. Actually, this is perfect timing because, you know, we just had a huge fight. So, honest, you picked the perfect time for it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the fight was about, I'm sure these roses will do the trick, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it can't hurt. You know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So what name did you want to put on the card that comes with the flowers? And your first and last name.
First name is Megan. Last name Chambers, you know, like Chambers of the Heart, or like, you know, Wu-Tang. If you're a Wu-Tang fan, into the 36 Chambers type of thing.
I am a Wu-Tang fan. I totally get that reference. Okay, so what message did you want to put on the card that comes with the flowers?
I guess you could put, sorry for your bar fight, you win. And then, you know, sign it, love, Pokey.
Okay. Did you say Pokey?
Yeah. P-O-K-E-Y.
Okay. Is there a backstory to that nickname?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sort of is, but I mean, I seriously doubt if you even understand it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we bring Megan in for this, and maybe she can explain it. Hey, Megan?
Yes?
So what is the deal with Pokey?
Who is that?
Oh, Kyle, this isn't Visa Rewards. It's actually Z104. You're on War of the Roses. But don't worry. You did everything right. No, you picked your girlfriend. You just didn't know she was listening when you made up your decision. So Megan, what is up with the Pokey thing?
Okay, so I called him that one night because he takes longer to get ready than I do. So he's a slow poke. So I told him, let's go, Pokey.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was a reference to, you know, his, you know.
No, it's not, although he likes to take his time there as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I that's not necessarily a bad thing then, is it?
No, it's definitely not.